Unbelievable, ridiculous, remarkable, sick, nasty, cold-blooded, phenomenal. All words that were used last night to describe Kyrie Irving's performance, as he was definitely in the zone as he set a new Cavaliers franchise record with 57 points in the win over the San Antonio Spurs, and none bigger than this three.
3.1 seconds to go. The Cavs need a three to tie. It's Spurs 110, Cavs 107. Irving goes into motion, takes the pass. He'll launch a three. He knocks it down! Kyrie Irving from the right point has tied this game at the buzzer, and we are going to overtime, locked up at 110.
Unreal, unbelievable. Again, you can pick out whatever adjective you want to use to describe him, because Kyrie Irving last night took matters into his own hands. The basket had to look as large as the ocean, and he was standing on the bow of the Titanic and just throwing the ball up, and it was going in. It was soaking wet, splash, splash, splash every time. 9 points down the stretch to force overtime. 22 points in the first half, 24 points in the second half, 11 points in overtime, 57 points, a new franchise record, surpassing LeBron James' 56-point mark. And this is the second time this year that Uncle Drew has gone for 50 points. 55 earlier and now 57. Yes, that's a career high for him, as well as a Cavalier franchise high. Last night's game was one of the best regular season games that I have ever witnessed. It really was. You had two teams playing phenomenal basketball coming into the contest and throughout the contest. For three quarters, the Spurs looked like they were going to get a win at home, the way Kawhi Leonard was playing and handling LeBron James, but Kyrie Irving kept them in the game. They were right there, kept them in the game, and then down the stretch, you're thinking, oh, crap. They got close, but they're going to run out of gas, and he scores 9 points down the stretch. Two ridiculous three-pointers, including that game-tying shot, and thank you, Kawhi Leonard, for running out of gas and missing the two free throws to allow Kyrie's game-tying shot. I was so wound up, and you could tell, I still am. By the way, welcome to the Kenny Rhoda Show. I could not sleep last night. I was so pumped up, so full of adrenaline, I ended up getting my workout in that was scheduled for today last night at like 2 in the morning. I got my push-ups in, my sit-ups in, my curls. I couldn't go to sleep. I was too wound up. I had all that energy. I had to do something with it. And so I got my workout in last night, freed up my day today, which was kind of nice. And it's nights like last night as to why you love sports. To watch somebody do something special like Kyrie Irving did last night. To witness it as it's happening live. To stay up late, even when it looked bleak, to see them come back. And just a memorable performance by Kyrie Irving. The Texas two-step complete. They beat Dallas on Tuesday, the San Antonio Spurs on Thursday. And oh yeah, LeBron James wasn't too bad down the stretch either. Finished with 31 points. 88 points between Batman and Robin, and you can decide who's Batman and who's Robin. 88 points between those two last night. Phenomenal game. Instant classic. Cavaliers are rolling, folks. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those. Yeah, they are rolling right now. 42-25 on the year. Second seed in the East. A game and a half up on Chicago in the Central. 2.5 games up on Toronto now. Cavs have won 3 in a row. 2 in a row on the road. What did we say the other day I needed to see? Needed to see them win some road games. Let's see the maturation of this team. Win some road games. Well, they've won two big ones against two good teams on the road. So we're going to talk some Cavaliers today. Where does that rank? I want to know. I'm opening up the phone lines right now. 330-450-1480. Where does that game, that performance by Kyrie Irving rank all time in games that you've watched or in Cavaliers history? Where does it rank? We'll get into that today.